Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Protesters have expanded the encampment, the pro-Palestinian encampment in the middle of Penn's campus, and there are more police on hand this morning. It appears that negotiations between the protesters and the school administration are going nowhere. KYW's Tim Jimenez joining us from University City with the latest. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Carol. Yeah, there was another rally last night here, and with the encampment growing, the police and security presence did as well. There are, from my count, six Philly police vans and several Philly police SUVs parked at 34th and Walnut, while Penn police are still here as well. They continue to monitor the encampment on College Green. And protesters moved the metal barricades, and they have now taken over the side of the lawn that's to the left of the Ben Franklin statue. There are tents there for the first time since the encampment started 2 weeks ago. Originally, the protesters occupied just the right side of the lawn, but again, this has certainly grown in the past day. On Instagram last night, Penn Students Against the Occupation of Palestine said, quote, due to the administration's bad faith negotiations in our meeting this afternoon, the Gaza Solidarity Encampment expands. Organizers maintain their three demands have not changed. They want the university to disclose its investments and divest from companies with ties to the Israeli government. They also want the school to defend the rights of students who express support for Palestinians. The university has not moved in talks and has not taken action to physically shut this encampment down, even as officials say the protesters are violating policies and there has been harassment and threats. Officials continue to face pressure to act, Carol, especially since this is finals week and commencement is coming up as well. That's on May 20th.
All right. Thank you, Tim. KYW's Tim Jimenez in University City this morning.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.